Don't move, just leave your dial on the good ears monitor. Lean back and stay a while on the good ears monitor.
Now, don't take our monitor songbirds literally. You go right ahead and move yourself, not your radio dial. And if you're looking for a place to head for, you can shop foreign ports galore at the San Antonio World's Fair, now in America's Fiesta City. I'm your host, Gene Rayburn.
When the lights went out, were you only a dream that I only dreamed about? Where was I when the lights went out? Was I only the flame you knew you could do without? Was my heart just dying to tie one on? Why did I try to tag along? Was it only a slip, just a trip, but not a fall? Was that all it was meant to be? Were my eyes just deceiving me? Was the light all that blinded me? Or was it you who couldn't see?
Unmonitored, The Lettermen, a song called Where Were You When the Lights Went Out. I refuse to answer that on the grounds, etc., etc. But here's the green light for Mel Allen.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint with Chris Economaki, with action from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the refiners of world-famous Pennsylvania-grade crude oils. Chris will be along in just a moment. But first of all, let me ask you a question that people quite often ask us. What's so great about Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oils? All right, let's put it this way. Some oils take several days to produce. Pennsylvania crudes took a million years. Nature has never produced a crude oil like it. Pennsylvania crudes have a unique molecular structure that stands up to the heat of high speeds. Can you imagine what happens to lesser oils when they're thrashed around several thousand times a minute at turnpike speeds? Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oils never get so stirred up that they forget what they're supposed to do. So for the good of your engine, insist on Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oils. And by the way, all of you sports car enthusiasts, when is your club holding its next rally? You can get a complete rally kit with checkpoint signs, windshield numbers, and sanctioned scoring slips from the Pennsylvania-grade crude oil association. For just $1, you get six big checkpoint signs, windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100, and a pad of 120 rally scoring slips. Send your dollar to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania, zip code 16301. Now, here's Chris Economaki.
Thanks, Mel. At Watkins Glen, New York, where this report is originating, a unique doubleheader racing weekend is already in progress. Sports racing cars, along with World Manufacturer Championship machinery, have been on the 2.3-mile track for 2 days, preparing for today's 200-mile U.S. Road Racing Championship for Group 7 sports racers and the international six-hour race tomorrow, which will see prototypes, sports 50s, and grand tours in action. Defending U.S. Road Racing Champion Mark Donohue is this afternoon's favorite, if he races. A threat of what might be termed civil disobedience racing style cropped up here late yesterday in the form of a petition signed by 18 of the 23 participants in today's race. They said they would not compete unless the start was changed from standing to rolling. The petitioners contend a rolling start is safer and less demanding on their expensive equipment, with a brutal drag off the starting line and the resultant clutch and tire burning eliminated. At this report, the chief steward, David Tallickson, has not rendered a decision. However, is expected to order the rolling start, despite the Watkins Glen management's favoring of the traditional grid start. The NASCAR stock car gentry will wind up their annual Northern Tour with the running of the Northern 300 at the Trenton Speedway in New Jersey tomorrow. Richard Petty goes into the race with a 2 out of 3 record for the week. Last Sunday at the Islip Speedway, his Plymouth was leading the 300-lap race when an on-track confrontation with eventual winner Bobby Allison Chevelle sent him to the pits for 5 laps. The rough riding resulted in a post-race pit brawl, which I'm sure NASCAR will do something about shortly. Tuesday night at Oxford, Maine, Petty won the 100-miler in his Plymouth in one of those rare events in which nary a single yellow flag waved. On Thursday night, Petty repeated his 1967 victory on the Fonda Fairgrounds track in Upper New York State, a 100-mile race on dirt. The stocks of the United States Auto Club roll tomorrow in the beer city of Milwaukee in the Miller 200, with A.J. Foyt, Parnelli Jones, and Don White the favorites. Then, at Oswego, New York, the open cockpit sprint cars move on to the very fast Oswego Speedway for their annual show on the 5/8-mile track in another afternoon presentation. Tonight, a history-making race is programmed at the new Nazareth National Speedway in eastern Pennsylvania. The Indianapolis drivers and their nostalgic front-engined upright cars will go 100 miles under the lights on a 1 1/8-mile dirt track. And for midget fans, the major attraction is midget racing tomorrow afternoon at the New Bremen Speedway in Ohio. This is Chris Economaki reporting from Watkins Glen, New York.
Sport of Speed with Chris Economaki is brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania-grade crude oil. For the lasting good of your engine, insist on a Pennsylvania motor oil. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports.
There'll be another report from Chris Economaki late tomorrow, bringing you up to date on the important developments and results in the world of auto racing. Meanwhile, leave the racing to the experts. Drive your own car carefully. Stay within the speed limits and stay on the monitor beacon.
Now get set for a great new instrumental group, the Upper Set, another winner in the Schaefer Talent Hunt.
Say, have you noticed something lately about your present brand of beer? You're having a couple of cold glasses, and that second glass just doesn't taste quite as good as the first. Well, maybe it's time you switched to Schaefer. Schaefer delivers flavor that never fades, pleasure that comes through loud and clear, glass after glass. Try it, and you'll agree. Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Did someone ring? Ah, I must be psychic. Well, that sound means I'm on their tip coming up, subheading picnic. If you save those long, narrow boxes in which aluminum and plastic wraps and wax paper come, they're very handy for packing such items as knives, forks, and spoons for the picnic. And you can use one for small fruits, like cherries, and another for crackers and cookies. How do kids like Armor hot dogs? Let me tell you how. They like them with lots of mustard, pickles, onions, ketchup. Armor hot dogs.
The dog kids love to ride.
Now we monitor an unusual performance by Herb Alpert. He sings This Guy's in Love with You in Spanish, and it's new, or as they say in Spanish, es nuevo.
Tu sombra al caminar, que soy feliz al verte sonreír, yo soy ese amor que en tus sueños te besaba, porque estoy también que soy tu gran amor. No sé si fue tu sueño quien te confesó, pero yo quiero ser antes que nadie quien sabe que soy.
Your name is J.P. Stevens. You don't rush into things. Not when your company's reputation is built on brands like Stevens Gulistan Carpets and Stevens Utica Sheets and Towels. So when something new called outdoor-indoor carpet came along, we took our own sweet time. While others were selling, we were testing, examining, and making very sure. Well, now we're sure. Our new outdoor-indoor carpet is called Merriweather, and it's made with Vectra olefin fiber. Merriweather will go anywhere you want it to without complaining. Outside on the patio, porch, breezeway, inside too in the kitchen, bathroom, family room. You see, Vectra fiber makes Merriweather stain resistant and fade resistant. It can't rot, and it isn't affected by mildew. What a way to build a carpet. See it at your carpet dealer in 12 glorious colors. Now that the rest have had their say about outdoor-indoor carpet, J.P. Stevens has the last word, and the last word is Merriweather.
Find a Reason to Believe, one of the latest by the Sandpipers on monitor.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. That you lie straight faced while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Listen long enough.
find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe.
Come to your American Motors dealer to save a ton of money on a car.
If he's got nothing that you'll buy,
we promise you he won't be sore.
He'll be polite and he won't cry.
At least not till you leave the store.
Save a ton of money on the Javelin, one sports car that won't be out of date when the fall comes.
Come to your American Motors dealer to save a ton of money on a car right now.
Just keep two money.
Highway Holidays 68. Are you searching for something exciting this summer? Then consider an auto tour of New Mexico. From the snow-capped Rockies in the north to Carlsbad Caverns in the south, New Mexico is endowed with breathtaking natural beauty. New Mexico, or wherever you drive, remember this. Your family will love stopping at the Stuckey stores along your way. America's favorite highway oasis coast to coast. Women love the cleanliness of air-conditioned Stuckey stores. Children love the fascinating array of unusual toys, souvenirs, the tasty foods, and Stuckey's wonderful candies. You men will like the quick gasoline service. Texaco, Diners Club, American Express credit cards. Now get a box of Stuckey's crisp peanut brittle free with purchase of 10 gallons of gas. Offer void where prohibited. For more pleasure on any trip you take, relax, refresh, refuel at Stuckey's. Bernard Ebbinghaus in A Bit of the Pill on monitor, your cheerful companion coast to coast, whether you're at home or on the summertime go via NBC Radio. WIRA, Fort Pierce, Florida, serves the wonderful Indian River area.
Second Sunday, America, the Vision and the Violence with Frank McGee, a news special tomorrow on NBC Radio.
Westlands is the place to go, cause Westlands where the eating's fun. Westlands is a taste of happiness on a bun.
Mister, is this a Westlands hamburger restaurant? I don't know how to read yet.
Yes, it is. May I serve you?
I like a Westlands hamburger, please. And french fries and a strawberry Westlands thick shake. And charge it, please.
I'm sorry. We don't accept charge accounts here at Wetson's, miss.
My daddy said I could charge it.
I think there must be some mistake, little girl.
My daddy never makes a mistake.
Who is your daddy?
Mr. Wetson.
You love Wetson's taste of happiness on a bun.
In Elizabeth, New Jersey, there's a Wetson's on Rahway Avenue, corner South Street. In Syosset, Long Island, Wetson's is located at 321 Jericho Turnpike. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
Come on now, soft it to me, sing me a song. Let's keep the music groovy, we're going strong. Fun,
that's right, you know it. And it's not just the music that's groovy. Monitor's got Al Capp on tap and Joe Garagiola. And, oh, but let's not get on with it and get with Petula Clark's latest. Don't Give Up. Oh, by the way, I'm Gene Rayburn.
When love seems to let you down, well, you can't turn around and run. You've got to stop to face the fact that the heartaches have just begun. Because you need love.
It a hard life. One tiny slip means another tough break. But now into your big, hard, clattering world comes J.P. Stevens with a couple of softies. Stevens Merriweather and Merriair indoor-outdoor carpet made with Vectra fiber. Designed to go where most other carpets wouldn't dare. Places like kitchens, bathrooms, family rooms, patios, porches. You see, Vectra fiber makes Merriweather and Merriair stain-resistant, fade-resistant, and remarkably rugged. They can't rot, and they aren't affected by mildew. And to make your life even softer, Merriair comes with its own built-in rubber backing. You're going to love what J.P. Stevens has done for that hard world of yours. Of course, having Junior tramp across the kitchen floor sounding like this may take some getting used to.
Next, American Political Scene 68, brought to you by American Motors, makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel, Rambler, and the new Javelin. In a few moments, Al Capp, Monitor's talking cartoonist, will portray the new kind of political candidate.
Copy your American Motors dealer to save a ton of money on a car.
You'll find he's not the pushy kind.
He lets you make up your own mind.
He'll show you everything he's got.
If you're for serious or not, come to your American Motors dealer to save a ton of money on a car.
If he's got nothing that you'll buy, we promise you he won't be sore.
He won't be sore.
He'll be polite and he won't cry.
At least not till you leave the store.
Come to your American Motors dealer
to save a ton of money on a car.
You sweat to earn the money to buy a car. Why sweat while you're driving it? Don't. Air conditioning is standard equipment on the Ambassador. Save a ton of money on the Ambassador right now.
Come to your American Motors dealer to save a ton of money on a car right now.
Now, here's Al Capp.
The biggest political news of 1968 is that it's now possible for human beings, with all the imperfections of that species, to run for high public office. Once, only the perfect were considered good enough. The first presidential campaign I can remember was Wilson versus Hughes. Now, Wilson's supporters claimed he was a saint. Hughes's supporters didn't claim Wilson wasn't. They claimed Hughes was more of one. In those days, it was unthinkable that any public figure might ever have committed any human error. Even movie stars. Francis X. Bushman was the biggest box office star of his day. When it was revealed that he'd divorced his wife and married his leading lady, his career ended. From then on, he played little more than bit parts, and producers who gave him occasional work were considered reckless good Samaritans. It wasn't long ago that a vice presidential candidate was almost dropped from the national ticket for not having personally financed his national campaign from his personal earnings, which everyone knew were barely enough to feed and shelter his family. We once demanded that our candidates be demigods. Today, we're willing to settle for just people. Nelson Rockefeller and Ronald Reagan are divorced men, but that doesn't affect the public's respect for them. Teddy Kennedy got into a terrible jam when he was a student at Harvard not long ago, yet it's generally admitted his presence on the party's ticket could make the crucial difference. Senator Eugene McCarthy is a devout Catholic, once an insurmountable handicap. Richard Nixon once made a national spectacle of himself in that incredible I was shafted statement after he lost California to Pat Brown. But today, we no longer judge a lifetime of achievement by one indiscreet hour. Now, some may think it all proves we've lowered our standards for presidential candidates. I don't think they've ever been as human or as high. And this is Al Capp on NBC's Mind.
Al Capp, in American Political Scene 68, has been brought to you also by True Cigarettes. Shouldn't your cigarette be true?
Changing, changing, things are changing. Smoking a reduced tar cigarette used to make you feel alone. You're not alone anymore. Smokers everywhere are changing to True. 12.8 milligrams tar, 0.7 milligrams nicotine, and it tastes like a cigarette.
Changing, changing, things are changing.
Couldn't your brand be True?
How do you like your politics? I don't mean rare or well done. I mean serious or satirical. Well, you can have them both ways, Saturdays and Sundays, as we bring you American Political Scene 68, featuring, among others, Edwin Newman, Chet Huntley, and Bob and Ray, every weekend here on the Monitor Beacon.
You want color TV? You want great color TV? You want great color TV for only $258, no money down? Here's the answer, Sears. Now through Saturday, Sears makes it possible for everyone to have color television for just $258. And that's probably less than you paid for your present black and white set. Yes, Sears offers a magnificent 117-inch viewing area and a handsome, easy-to-tune modern color set. But hurry, offer ends today on Sears' great color TV sale.
If your problem is keeping up with what's happening in and around New York, my advice is, following Dr. Joyce Brothers, join me, Lee Leonard, weekdays 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. right here on WNBC. The latest news, the newest people, and the best ideas, yours and mine, on The Lee Leonard Show, 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. on WNBC Radio.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Hi, Monitor fans, this is Rowan and Martin. So remember, boys and girls, complete this sentence in 25 words or less,
and you may win one absolutely free.
Hey, if it's a free bippy, I'll drink to that.
Hey,
People on the go are discovering the beauty, the history, and the fun of America because summer 68 is Discover America time. And wherever you travel, enjoy Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer. Anytime, any place, you're always right with Miller because Miller makes it right. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee. The Monitor time, 14 minutes before the hour. Monitor music, Hugo Montenegro's latest. There's got to be a better way, and this is it. Holidays 68, Williamsburg to Key West, New Orleans to the Outer Banks, some of the world's greatest pleasure spots await you in the American South. And the American Highway's greatest pleasure spots await you at Stuckey's. Now you'll get a special bonus when you relax, refresh, and refuel at Stuckey's stores. A box of Stuckey's Peanut Brittle free with purchase of 10 gallons of gas. Offer void where prohibited. Every trip's a pleasure trip when you stop at Stuckey's. Confucius know whereof he speak. We've just opened a fortune cookie which predicts that we'll be hearing about a Casey Stengel of the hockey world shortly from Joe Gargiola in Monitor Sports. Brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest home insurance company.
This is Al Capp. I was reading The Romance of Transportation. I'd gotten to where it really starts rolling, the part about the wheel, where Ice Age Man says to Stone Age Man, you got rocks in your pointed head that rounding out that big flat stone, it'll never go. I looked out of the window. A fellow was coming up the walk. He didn't notice my garden hose lying across it. He tripped over it and skidded head first into my big elm tree. Well, I wasn't worried. My homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty would take care of the whole mess, and I knew that my State Farm agent was a careful, cautious guy who always took the right steps and who kept a cool head on his shoulders, so I went out to meet the guy under the tree. Well, I'd met him before. He was my State Farm agent.
For your home and your car and your life, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now, Joe Gargiola.
Don't look now, but another legend might be getting ready to appear on the professional sports scene. His name is Claude Ruel, and he's the new coach of the Montreal hockey team. He's a man with a great devotion to hockey, and he'll need it. He's stepping into the very successful shoes of Toe Blake, who got in the habit of going home at the end of the year with a bad stomach and the Stanley Cup. The new coach is only 29, which sounds like he should be playing instead of coaching. But as a youngster, he lost an eye playing hockey, and so he has spent the better part of his career as a scout for the Canadiens. He's a popular man with hockey people, and his knowledge of the game is respected. But don't be surprised if you see him described before too long as a combination of Yogi Berra and Casey Stengel. When it comes to the English language, Claude Ruel can come up with some dandy combinations. Maybe the most famous scouting report in the history of sports was one sent by Mike Gonzalez to Mr. Branch Rickey. Mr. Rickey wired Mike for an opinion on a young infielder, and Gonzalez sent back his famous telegram, which read, "Good field, no hit." Well, Claude Ruel also made a scouting report that's not apt to be forgotten too quickly. The Canadiens had him out looking for players one time, and when he got back, he was questioned about the ability of one of them. Said Claude, "He's more than worse." Other scouts came to respect Claude's knowledge on hockey matters, and often they would go to him for an opinion. One scout remembers that he asked Ruel for some information one time, and Claude said to him very confidentially, "Okay, but remember, this is behind you and me." Think about that one for a while. One time, the junior Canadiens team was scheduled for a playoff game, and the big club assigned Ruel to scout it. When he came downstairs in the morning at the hotel, he complained loudly of having had a sleepless night. He was telling his friends about the problem and said, "I was awake all night. I guess they never turned that thing off." I know that doesn't sound too bad, but that thing that didn't get turned off was Niagara Falls. Claude Ruel is starting young, and he's got a championship club going for him. His career figures to be a long one, and I hope it's a successful one, too. He figures to be colorful, and don't be surprised if you start to hear a lot of old Stengel and Berra quotes attributed to the new coach of the Montreal Canadiens. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
You know, there's a lot that can be said for Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil from the Union Oil Company. Unfortunately, 30 seconds doesn't give much time to say it. There's one thing to remember, though. Super Royal Triton performs so well that it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. Now, you can't ask more of any motor oil. So make sure you demand Super Royal Triton next time you're due for a change. You'll agree there's a lot to be said about Super Royal Triton motor oil. All of it good. We'll be hearing from Joe Garagiola later today as a host, as well as a sports authority, and among the subjects he'll explore will be the show in San Francisco that invited its audience to disrobe and found 50 willing to do so.
Everybody wants to get into the act.
Well, there's lots more, of course, all the varied monitor features, fishing, politics, news, music, flying saucers, but, why should I tell you about them? Stay tuned to Monitor and hear them for yourselves. Right now, new Mr. Nico by the Four Jacks and Jill, musical nostalgia about a neighborhood about to disappear.
Broken window, bolted door, dust lies thick upon the floor. Soon machines and men will be breaking down what's part of him. Through the concrete, through the steel, he sees things no others will. Not just wealth, but heartbreak too. And I wonder what old Nick will do. Close up shop, Mr. Nickel. That's what the big man said. Make way for concrete and steel. And no one even cares. Now times will change, times will choose. Who's to win and who's to lose? Progress can for many men be the start for me. Close up shop, Mr. Nichols. That's what the big man said. Make way for concrete. one even cares. Now it's just a memory, it's just a thought. It's something so then, something thought. We're only making that song. He wouldn't leave till he was told. Close up shop, Mr. Nichols. That's what the good man said. Make way for concrete machines, and no one even cares. Make way for concrete machines, and no one even cares.
Now I'll just slip into my new shoes and... Feet, did you moan?
Oh, must you squeeze us into those shoes? You walked all over town today.
But Feet, I had to buy new shoes.
So you kept us locked up all day. No wonder we're hot, tired, and, you know, just...
Why, I bathe you every day.
Our troubles don't come out in the wash.
What can I do for you?
Get us Men and Quinsana spray powder.
Men and Quinsana spray powder?
It's the newest. It's the greatest spray powder yet. It cools, comforts, and cushions feet. It soothes, dries, and relieves itch, twitch, and squish.
I got you a spray powder.
Oh, we want new Quinsana spray powder because it smells fresh and healthy the way we should.
Okay, feet, I promise you new Quinsana spray powder. Now, what do you say?
You look real pretty in those shoes. Men and Quinsana. A step ahead in foot care.
Tchaikovsky, the song Don't Sleep in the Subway. That brings us to the end of this Monitor Hour. Gene Rayburn here. Stick around.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see. More news, more songs to sing you. More comedy.
It's Jazz Man in the Places Riverhead on Sunday, July 14th. Be at the Riverhead High School at 6 p.m. for the swingin'est sound you ever heard. Clem DeRosa's 16-piece college all-star band will be on hand with trumpet star Clark Terry and jazz vocalist Ruth Brown. That's some lineup. This is the second in a series of free summer jazz concerts presented by the Suffolk County Human Relations Commission. For information, call 724-2900. Remember, Riverhead High School, Sunday, July 14th. Music starts at 6 sharp, so go early. All that jazz. And it's free.
My name is Long John Neville, and I have a question for you. What's the shortest distance between two points of view? The answer, straight line. My early morning telephone show. So, if you have an opinion or question, call and add to the outgoing sound of the incoming calls on Straight Line, the Long John Neville telephone show, mornings, that's right, mornings from 5 to 6, right here on WNBC.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.